Chapter 31 Dawnbringer. I named it Dawnbringer for a very specific reason. Names are important for weapons. They attribute meaning and substance to what might otherwise be merely tools for war. Kurz never paid much attention to that. His concerns are less sentimental, bloodier. To my benighted brother, a spar of sharpened metal is as good as the master craftsman's finest blade, if it kills the same. This was his oversight. This was why I had fashioned the hammer as I had. Dawnbringer was different. It would literally bring the light. And now it was before me at the heart of Perturabo's labyrinth. But the hammer was not what my eye was drawn to first. Both of them were dead. I knew it before I crossed the threshold, but I still grieved for them upon sight of their bloodless bodies. "Were they dead before I even entered this place?" I asked. To my surprise, Kurz answered,
"Before you came aboard my ship."
His voice was disembodied, but it came from somewhere in the heart chamber. Nemator, of course. It would have to be him. He was the last of my sons I ever set eyes upon. Kurz knew that would breed a special blend of pain for me. The other one brought me a different kind of grief, for he was part of a brotherhood I had long considered my council. Skatarvar, I whispered the name as I raised my hand to touch his skeletal body, but fell just short of making contact. Averting my gaze from my dead sons, I resisted the urge to cut them down from where they hung like meat, and instead focused on Dawnbringer. The hammer was exactly as I remembered. It looked innocuous enough, resting on an iron plinth, though I can humbly say it is the finest weapon I have ever crafted. It shone in a place that was drab and ugly by comparison. The heart of the iron labyrinth was an octagonal chamber supported by 8 thick columns. The dark metal seemed to drink the light, absorb it like obsidian into its facets. But it was merely iron, the walls, the ceiling, the floor. It was heavy and dense, with little in the way of ornamentation, or so I at first believed. As I lingered, I started to discern shapes wrought into the metal. They were faces, screaming, locked forever in moments of pure agony. Beneath each of the arches to which the columns abutted hung a grotesque and malformed statue. They were monstrous things, ripped from a madman's fever dream and trapped in this iron form. No two were alike. Some had horns, others wings or bestial hooves, feathers, talons, a hooked beak, a swollen maw. They were wretched and repellent, and I could not imagine what had compelled my brother to sculpt them. If this was a heart, it was a blackened, cancerous organ whose slow beat was as the chime of death. Seeing no other recourse, I walked up to the plinth and reached for the hammer. Some kind of energy field impeded me, giving out an actinic flash of light as I touched it and making me recoil.
"You didn't think I'd just let you take it, did you?"
Kurz's voice rang out everywhere and nowhere, as it was before. I backed away from the plinth, the gate by which I had entered the heart closing behind me as I warily eyed the shadows. I had no intention of leaving. There was no escape that way. The end of this torment was in here with my brother. With the entrance now sealed, darkness reigned fully. There were no lumo globes, braziers, nor lanterns of any kind. I touched the energy field again, prompting a flare of light briefly to encase the hammer, before dying again like a candle flame. The flash gave me little to see with, though I turned as I thought I saw one of the statues start to move.
These fear tactics might work on mortals, but I am a Primarch, Conrad, I declared, grateful to my father for gifting me these last moments of lucidity. I would need them to fight my brother now. One worthy of the name.
You think me unworthy, do you, Vulcan?
His voice came from behind me, but I knew it to be a trick and resisted the temptation to face it.
It doesn't matter what I think, Conrad, nor what the rest of us think. You behold your reflection, brother. Is that not what you see?
You won't goad me, Vulcan. We've come too far, you and I, for that.
Did you think there would be no mirrors in the darkness? Nothing to reflect your worthless self? Is that why you cower there, Conrad?
I began to turn, sensing my brother's closeness, if not his actual presence. He was gifted. Despite my taunts suggesting the contrary, not so unlike Corvus, though his methodology was far removed from that of the Raven Lord.